Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Okay, back from a little break, the podcast returns, and coming up in this podcast, Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbour, wafting by, talking all about the wellness slash health retreat that Serenity runs and owns. Ally went on a wellness retreat, some time for yourself, Ally, which was amazing.
It actually was amazing, I felt much better when I left than when I got there.
You have a lot more colour in your face and life in your eyes.
Yeah.
So I basically look like a dead zombie before.
You look less shattered.
Not a dead zombie.
You look like you're alive.
Yeah.
True. That's too many words, wasn't it? What happened zombies are dead.
What happened to the wellness retreat is coming up in the podcast. Mm-hmm. Spider turning 50. What a milestone. Yeah. Who would have thought? He's made it. Good job. Yes. Well done. That coming up, and advice that our Triple M Gold family give you now that you have turned 50 is coming up in this podcast as well. Were you happy with what you got?
Oh, yeah, how'd you go?
Oh, what's that? With the advice?
With the presents.
Oh, presents. Yeah, look, it was funny because, well, Cherie's Nana and Grandad, they sent over a little bit of a cash.
Mm. Cherie's parents.
Cherie's parents.
Oh, how much?
Well, it goes into
Cherie's. They send you money.
Yeah, it goes into Cherie's account. So
do you
want to
know it?
It goes into Cherie's account, so I have no idea.
Hang on, so it's now they sent cash for you and it's now Cherie's money. Yeah. She's very good.
Is it more than 1,000?
I don't know.
So I'm going to ask you.
I reckon they gave you 5K.
Actually, we should ring her tomorrow.
Yes, and find out how much you got for your birthday.
If it was $50, she would have let you keep it.
Yeah.
I reckon it's upwards north of 1,000.
So there's that.
Oh, and for a bloke who doesn't read, you got 2 books.
Yeah.
One was called Death by Dim Sim. Was that a good book?
Yeah, that was a good. I haven't read it. I've only got it. And Ally got me the Book of Love.
Yes.
The Book of Love.
Well, I just thought, you know, it could be, it's a new era. He could just start showing his love to everyone, hugging everyone.
Ooh. You know, the first thing he said to me when I walked into the studio, he goes, all right, let's have fun. And there's 2 rules, right? No presents for birthdays and no touching.
And I do all of the above.
Now I've got an Indian cookbook, which I started cooking yesterday because I love that. And I brought a proper Indian one of those clay pot cookers.
Oh,
so like a barbecue, like a pizza oven that's upright.
Yep.
Got the Apple Watch that doesn't work with my phone because my phone's too old, so I can't use it. And my favourite product out of all of it, and the kids put it, all the kids got it, and it was a Costco T-shirt.
Oh.
What about a membership?
I love Costco. It's got on it.
Only you could get a tandoori oven and a Costco shirt for a 50th birthday.
That is
I don't know another human being that could even go close. Oh,
absolutely love the T-shirt. And the kids were like, are you wearing that? I said, absolutely I am. And wore it everywhere. So.
Well, wear it tomorrow. We haven't seen it.
Oh, no, because I wear my Triple M stuff here. I'm at work.
Okay.
But no, we had good fun. We just, it was quiet, just hung out with the kids. So we just... Cherie and Boston and they organised 3 different places for entree, main and dessert. Entree, we went and we had it on in Melbourne, just outside the casino on the Yarra. And then for the main, we went to a Vikings restaurant.
What was it called? Do you remember?
No, I couldn't
pronounce
it.
I want to go to this place.
It was amazing.
Is it like the long hall of a Viking village?
Yep.
Wow, so there's fires inside and meat like cooking and
all that kind of stuff.
Sounds brilliant.
And they do a bit of a toast in that at the start. And then it was just fascinating. They put
was it really reasonable price? Or?
Yeah, you know what we got.
And is then it called Molnar?
Yeah.
M-J-O-L-N-E-R, Molnar.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we went there
amazing.
And they put you drink out of the horns and they do a bit of a chat. And it was really fascinating.
Does everyone yell skull?
Yeah. We had to do that. And it was great.
What a great idea. And what about dessert? Where'd
and
you
then
go?
Dessert, we ended up at the top of the casino.
Yeah,
and
you did.
And it was fantastic. So it was good.
That's a ripper. That's
would
so
change
good.
Anything about your birthday?
No,
the number he's turning would be.
Yeah,
I went down where your money was deposited. Perhaps.
Yeah. I went down to mum and dad. Saw my mum and dad.
Nice. How's Undies gone?
Undies is all right. She had the tradition she's always brought us kids is the $3.95 chocolate mud cake from Coles.
Oh yes,
we did the same. And she had that. I thought, nah, mum's going to forget this. No,
there it was.
That was brilliant. And even the dogs. Her dogs sing happy birthday.
Stop it.
Yeah, so when.
What?
Yeah.
What sort of dogs are they?
Oh, just mutts. No, they are.
Bitzers.
Yep.
The worst dogs ever.
Have you got it? A little example of the. Yeah, what are they called for a start?
Oh, I don't even know their names. I don't like them.
Millie and Vanilli.
He doesn't like it. His mum's dog. Okay.
What a surprise.
Here we go. Ready?
All right, hang on.
Here we go.
That is hilarious.
Oh my God.
I forgot about the dog singing happy birthday.
Dogs sang you.
No, actually, I remember the dog's names because your mum's name's Undies. It's G-String and Boxers.
There it is.
Probably. Yeah. G-Banger. Yeah.
Oh, I love
Down that. G-Banger.
Well, that Spider's 50th out of the way. Now it all turns to you.
Oh, that's a
focus on Plathy.
It's a long way away. Oh, I'm going to be.
Hey, under a month.
It's still in my 40s.
Knocking on the door saying, let me in.
Still in my 40s. That's my undie size.
Here it is, the 92.5 Triple M Gold Podcast, Flan, Ali and Spider. We say good morning to Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbor.
I'm transitioning to the earthly plane at this very moment. Pop, and I'm here.
Wow.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Serenity.
You would have been on some health retreats. Are you a fan of those? Or?
Yes, very much. Yes. I own one.
Oh, do you?
Very much. I'll quickly introduce myself.
Sorry.
No. My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbor, but once I was known as Ms. Monsteria Deliciosa, and Variety magazine described me as Rockhampton's favourite fruit, which I began and accepted. My journey began as Graham Thompson of Yatla, firecracker that he was, and I am so glad to be here. Mm. I do own a wellness retreat, and Ali attended it on the weekend.
Oh, no.
But I was away for a little while. I was supposed to go astral travelling over the long weekend, but my astral travel agency in Byron Bay went broke. Bongs, they're called. So I feel very, very, very much for the people who are now unemployed from that company.
Did you say, what was their name, Bongsa?
Bongsa. Now, someone here has dedicated themselves to fitness over the break, and it wasn't Flan. I don't know where he goes when I'm here. Or Peter Spider. Congratulations on turning 50, Peter Spider.
Thank you, Serenity.
I got you a present. It's a cordless grinder for your toenails to fix the feet.
Thank you.
No, it's okay.
When you say grinder, I get nervous.
Not on your iPhone.
Swipey swipe.
Smart man.
To fix the feet that look like they belong on the end of a chicken drumstick, don't they? Ali Plath, my goddess. I have to give you such a huge rap. You went to my Byron Bay wellness retreat Shangri-La Das.
Yes, I did.
You can book, if you want to go, and Al, I know you're very much into that, you can book on my accommodation app. Yeah. It's Namastes.
And it's great to use, actually. Very easy website.
Yes,
well done.
Very easy. Very user-friendly.
Quite basic.
Namastes. Just remember it if you want to book. It's spelled like it sounds, njulmpdf.emk, with a Z on the end, because shut up, you know. And then there's a silent J, but we don't tell patrons where that is because we don't want idiots turning up, although Flan had no trouble finding the J. Oh, Ali, the yoga instructor has sent me your report card.
Oh, no.
That's Yogi Chocolate Starfish. He said you dived into it quicker than Flan belly flops into a chocolate fondue fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that one student directly in front of you had such bad flatulence that you thought he was deflating. But the big test is no coffee for a week. Well, I'd be in jail. But Ali, they tell me that by Wednesday you had stopped punching people. Amazing. Will you return to Shangri-La Das?
Probably after a few more months working with you lot.
Yeah.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Yeah, it's been a couple of good weeks. We had a week off there and public holiday yesterday and Ali... You went to a retreat.
I did. I went to a health retreat. And Flan, thank you. You just told me I look quite well.
You look really, really sort of full of beans. It's good.
Have you ever been to a health retreat?
Oh, yeah. My word, yeah.
Have you?
No.
No.
Are you serious?
No.
Why would you ask me that?
No, because, no. Well, I thought you.
I've never retreat.
I've never been to one either. But I just thought.
I've known you since the early 2000s. What evidence have I ever given you to ask that question?
I thought you might have been somebody different in a different life.
Yes. That was before he had some mind-altering substance that kept him away from health retreats. His lack of health.
How was it?
Plan. You know what?
What did you reckon about it?
It was sensational.
Oh,
it was really good. I genuinely went there and I honestly felt quite physically broken, like so exhausting.
You looked
this job
tired
at times.
When we got to the end of that run.
Yeah, and you know, well, yeah, because we'd sold the house, had to do all that. So I really was cactus.
Yeah.
And I went to recharge and rejuvenate, and that I did. Honestly, it was so good.
Was
you
there
know?
Any of the processes that you go through annoying to you? I mean, there's a lot of beautiful food. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of meditation and stuff and massages.
A lot
and
of time on your own.
I would have to say no.
No?
I
liked it all.
I did.
What about journaling? That sounded a bit dull.
No,
what?
No.
Well, journaling.
You know what? One of the mornings, because you wake up, you do your Qigong.
Do they have weights and all that there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got whatever you want to do, you know. So this is at Quingana for those that are wondering. So
do
I went
they have
to,
a tab?
Yeah, they do have a tab.
Oh, but they do.
Yes, don't mention the tab. Anyway.
Do you have as many kidneys as when you first went there?
Yes. Just about not. But no, you know what? It's actually really good. Like I said, you wake up, you do the Qigong, and look, it was very, you know, it's like Tai Chi. You know, you're doing all these movements, and I have to say, actually, one morning there was the oldest gentleman on the retreat. I'll call him Barry. I was right behind him, and all of a sudden I heard.
Oh, yeah.
But he did five.
So he
and
was
ended
relaxed.
With a tiny little one, yeah. But in Barry's defence, he did tell me that on doctor's orders, he's not allowed to hold it in, as you shouldn't. We all know that. But, yeah, you're doing things like that.
There's an imaginary doctor, if ever I've heard it.
Yes. But, you know, you might go on a bush. There's bushwalks available every morning. You can do an easy one, a hard one. You'll be proud of me. I did the challenging one for the first 2 days. Didn't do it again, but I did other things.
Was then that up a steep hill?
Into the yoga, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I was absolutely
Ks?
Wrecked. I don't know, Al, but it was like...
It was straight up.
90 degrees straight up in the
God
air.
God was two stories above.
You know, one thing, funny thing, though, you know, and you can do things like go to infrared saunas. And so I was in the infrared sauna and I'd just go nude, you know, because I've got a towel down, whatever. Mm. And I'm in the sauna. This is like the third day I'd been in there. I did it every day, 20 minutes. And I'm looking out and I notice in this one particular room, I can see right out to the path where they walk everyone into...
But you're naked.
Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking, oh, surely they can't see me. You know, it's tinted glass, mesh on the windows, whatever. So when I went out, I tested it and had a look back. Yep, you can see straight
you see it
in.
Is.
Yeah, so anyway, you're welcome to anyone who saw me nude.
Barry was walking past a few times.
Big bad Barry. Well, you know, they do also, one thing I really loved when it ended on the final night, everyone wrote down on a bit of paper, if you wanted to, it's all by choice, and you could throw your – something you want to release or get rid of. It might be a person. It might be a habit that you're doing that's bad.
Are we allowed to ask what you wrote down?
You chuck it in the fire. Yes, I'll get to
that
plenty. No. Mine, thank you for asking, but no, it's not private. But the funny thing was we're all sitting there and, you know, they give you safety guidance at the start and, you know, don't get too close to the fire, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Anyway, during the thing, it started to sprinkle. So I've got this umbrella next to me. I'm trying to get it open. I couldn't get it open at all. I was like really struggling. So Brenda, who's next to me, she's a master in logistics, she's grabbed it and gone, no, I'll get this open. So there's a woman right near her, like a meter away from her, bending, putting her things in the fire. Everyone's quiet and peaceful and paying respect.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brenda has yanked this umbrella. It's gone the other way. You know how it flings when it's windy.
Yeah.
But it sounded like gas igniting, like
a whoa.
So the woman who's putting her things in the fire thought she had lit up.
Yeah, a whole ghost had come and
yes,
invisible fire.
Yes,
the spirits.
So look, my three words I wrote down, Flan, were clutter, overwhelmed, because I'm sick of saying that I'm overwhelmed. I'm sick of it. I'm not saying that anymore. And the third thing was visceral fat.
Oh.
Because I want that to be gone, my big gut fats.
Yeah, that's my school nickname.
But look, I must give Barry credit, the little farter, because on that final night, you know, we all got to, if we wanted to say something about what we'd experienced at the retreat. Anyway, no one was really saying anything other than Barry.
Mm-hmm.
He'd done this big thing about Shakespeare. It was great. No one else was saying anything. So I thought,
Shakespeare.
I can't,
sounds awesome.
I can't let that be him be the only person
What'd
to say.
What'd you say?
So you piped
up. So then I stood up and I said, look, I just love that even in 5 days, we're all like one big family. You know, yes, I might not have spoken to everyone, but we're all here together. We feel so connected. And I said, you know, nothing evidenced that more to me than when I was at, we were at Qigong the other morning, and I told the story. I didn't say who it was. So yeah. I said it about, you know, obviously we're all just like a family. We're comfortable to fart in front of each other. Anyway, right at the end, Barry's sitting there and he puts his hand up and he goes, "That was me."
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Well, no judgment, but someone in the studio is looking a little bit older.
Happy birthday. There he is, you legend. 50 years of age.
50.
Unbelievable.
50 on Friday. Doesn't he look Does he look a different man, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've been working out a little bit, have you, over the break? No?
No.
Misbehaving?
Oh, I wish.
That's all right.
50, too old for that now. It's just, yeah, even my kids go, oh, my God, like you're 50.
You're so old.
It's not does old. Feel odd.
Do you feel any different?
Oh, actually, I do. The kids brought me an Apple Watch.
Oh, okay.
Just because an Apple,
yeah,
no, one of those
Apple watches, and I don't wear jewelry or watches. Mm. And they said, just in case, you know, check your heart rate, and just in case you have a fall.
Oh no.
You know, but the funny thing was, I got it, and I went to put it on. Yeah, you know, you got to link it with your phone.
Yes.
My phone's too old.
Oh.
So now I can't use it anymore. And for me to get a newer phone, you know how, like, I'm at the bottom of the pecking order. So Sri will get the new phone. Her phone goes to an A and A's goes to Boston. I get Boston's old one.
That's
how it works.
Just how it all works.
Yeah,
so,
okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I reckon the best thing you got to look after you turn 50, and I'm being really quite sincere now, is your teeth. Floss your teeth.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
They say that the biggest advice you can get when you turn 50 is keep playing the sport you've always played and stay active. And I didn't do that, and I really regret it. But teeth, mate, it's about $500 to get a tooth pulled out, and tooth pain's the worst. Do you floss?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I brush them.
Yeah, brushing's good, but you should see what's between them. Floss.
I love
this. Look at this gap.
You know what?
Put a pen in it.
Play the sport that you...
Okay, so you're...
Right, play the sport you always play.
Yes, your right tip for me is floss. Okay.
This is tips over 50. Okay. Dobie, have you got it? Because you're over 50.
I am a little bit over 50. Don't make the noises like when you sit down like, oh.
Oh, yeah. No,
don't make those because...
I have a word for when I stand up off the lounge. It's, budger.
No, you don't make those noises. Don't go, oh, that hurts.
Because do you think it ages you?
Yeah, it does.
Don't make noises while sitting and standing.
Yes.
Well, look, I would love to give you some advice, Bud, but I'm still in my 40s. I can't give you any advice, so I would like the Triple M Gold family, if you are 50 plus, ring and give our newest 50-year-old some advice.
Yeah, I'm just going to rub some moisturiser on that burn. Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Who better to give Spider advice than our very favourite wizard? Good morning, Anthony from Labrador, a.k.a. The Wiz.
Hey, Wiz.
Good morning, Player and Spider. Hey, guys, no worries. With Spider, he can turn around and get a card from the government. It's called a senior's card. He'll be able to get his $11 deal meals and everything delivered to him. He won't have to even buy a meal.
That's
perfect.
Get the senior's card.
So Meals on Wheels is the best thing to look forward to.
Thank you, Wiz.
Mobile restaurant day.
Thanks, Wiz.
Yeah, we got here.
JC, what's your advice for turning over 50?
Mate, well, first of all, happy birthday from your best half a mate. Yeah. Congratulations. And the thing you need to watch out for now, mate, let me tell you, is that when you fart, you need to check your dax because you never know what's happening.
Oh, no. Okay.
JC, I'm so glad you rang.
So just not being able to fart with confidence is an issue.
Okay. That's very touching, mate.
Good morning, Mark in Benora Point. Do you have some advice for Spider? Over 50. Are you over 50?
I am.
All right. What do you
By
got?
10 years plus. But anyway, it's about a mate who lived in Sydney and was in his 50s and was teaching his young fella how to ride a skateboard because his son was going on a sunrise show the next day at a kids' activity centre.
Right. Yep. Stuff.
Anyway, Tezza's got the old skateboard off and thought he was pretty good and going up and down the footpath when he's hit a gum nut, gone flying over AOT and landed on his shoulder. And had to have shoulder surgery.
Oh my God. So is your advice know your limits or avoid rogue nuts?
Both. I could just see Spider on a skateboard too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That'd be funny.
Great advice.
You should not be over the age of 12 riding a skateboard.
Exactly. Mandy and Tugan, do you have some advice for Spider?
I do have some advice for Spider. Mm-hmm. The gentleman, once they get over 50, there's three bits of advice to now live your life by.
Okay.
One, and never trust a fart.
Yes, we've heard that.
Two, is never go past the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, never waste an erection.
Oh!
That's right. Person should always seek council permission. I agree.
Okay. Thank you, Mandy. Top three tips for turning 50.
That is hilarious. It's actually funny Mandy says that because someone else said to me, over the weekend about they're single and they were like, oh, you know, do you want to date someone your own age? And she was, I think, you know, towards 60. And she said, why would I want to date someone at my own age? Dirty socks and floppy, something that rhymes with socks.
Holy gotcha. Yeah.
92.5 Triple M Gold, celebrating 23 years of blues on Broadbeach. For epic days of live music, May 16th to 19th, visit bluesonbroadbeach.com.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. We cannot wait for it, and we're making it even bigger because your chance to join us here on the Triple M back deck. We're going to have drinks and some nibblies before we head over to see one of the best acts there is.
And you're guaranteed a great spot too.
Absolutely.
To see Melissa Etheridge in the VIP area there.
So if you want to come along, 1-300-925-666, 1-300-925-666, call that number, but you've got to sing with passion and gusto.
Yes.
Come on. A little bit at the end of this.
Okay.
Somebody bring me some water.
And then you've got to do the next bit. Oh, you want me to do it?
Yes, go. Here we go.
Bet we did.
Go again, Al.
All right, do you want to start again? All right, yeah, come on.
All right, I'll get away from the mic.
Bring me some water.
Can't you see I'm burning alive?
That's the intensity we need.
That's what we need.
Sold that, sister.
Oh, yeah. We are going to be belting this out on the Saturday night. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this guarantees you a great spot. Look, the phones have lit up. We've got a lot of singers, and you've got to finish off that brilliant lyric.
Just like Ali did,
but it's not a test of whether you know the words, it's how you sing it.
And where do they get to enjoy this experience? Not only just being here on the back deck, having drinks and nibblies, then we walk down and we're side of stage.
Yeah, the 12 Bar Society has access to the best spots to see all of the live acts, and you will be guaranteed a spot in that section, and it's sold out. You can't get into that section now. So.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Here we go. Flan is our judge. Let's start off with Christy and Benoa. Here we go, Christy.
Here we go.
Have a listen.
Somebody bring me some water.
Come on.
Somebody bring me some water.
Oh, no.
You've got to sing the next line.
The next line you've got to sing, darling.
Yeah, let's go to Emma.
Did we explain that,
Jason?
Though?
Yeah, of course we did.
Okay, Emma, here we go.
Yeah.
Emma.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, there's the line you need to sing. Sing it. Go.
Can't you see I'm burning alive?
Oh,
pretty good.
Oh, that was
lovely. Okay,
that's pretty good. Jace from America with the delay. Where are we moving on to?
Jace, here we go.
Here we go, Jace.
So here's the first part, Jace.
Leader, right there.
Okay, we're going to Rebecca.
All right, Rebecca,
here we go.
In Burley Waters.
Here's the first part. I get that right. Yep.
Go, Rebecca.
I'm burning away.
Ooh, I like the swagger. That's a lovely swagger, Rebecca.
We'll end up with Nick.
All right, Nick and Arundel.
Here's the first part.
Get ready,
part.
Big buddy.
Here we go.
Somebody bring me some water.
Come on.
Can't you see I'm burning alive?
Ooh. Oh, that's very good contenders there.
Can we go right back? Is Christy still there?
Yeah, give Christy a good go.
Yeah, give Christy another go.
Are you there, Christy?
No, she's hung up in shame.
Oh, no.
She can have a crack tomorrow.
She can come tomorrow. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I would have hung
tough.
Up too.
I would not want to be judging this flan.
No, this is not easy. I'm telling you that the winner is from Arundel. Nick, very good.
Oh,
well,
oh
thank you very much.
After, brother. You are one of Flan Alley and Spider's blues brothers and sisters. You're coming along to the legendary Triple M Gold back deck, then heading along to the 12 Bar Society to watch the incredible Melissa Etheridge on Saturday.
Yes, and if you, there were some very good contenders there, so we're going to be doing this all this week. Are we doing it next week as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
All right, so ring back.
10 people can join us.
Yeah.
Hey, nice one, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.